Mark chapter 14. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he sat at meal. There came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble you her? She has wrought a good work on me. For you had the poor with you always, and whenever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Truly I say unto you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went into the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to give him money, and sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover lamb, his disciples said unto him, Where will you that we go and prepare that you may eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, Go you into the city, and there you shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he shall go in, say you to the man of the house, The master says, Where is the guest chamber where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he came with the 12. And as they sat and ate, Jesus said, Truly I say unto you, one of you which eats with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is the one of the 12 that dips with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good it were for that man if he had never been born. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Truly I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet I will not. And Jesus said unto him, Truly I say unto you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, you shall deny me 3 times. But he spoke the more vehemently, If I should die with you, I will not deny you in any way. Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which is called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, Sit you here while I shall pray. And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy, and said unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Stay you here and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto you. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, you sleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch you and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Again he went away and prayed, and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither did they know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrays me is at hand. And immediately while he yet spoke, comes Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whoever I shall kiss, the same is he, take him, and lead him away safely. And as soon as he came, he went straightway to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Have you come out as against a thief, with swords and with clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, you took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest. And with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priest and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the middle and asked Jesus, saying, Are you answering nothing? What is it which these witnesses have against you? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, What need we any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him and to say unto him, Prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, And you also were with Jesus of Nazareth? But he denied, saying, I do not know, neither do I understand what you're saying. And he went out onto the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little time after, they that stood by said again unto Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech agrees with it. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. And the second time the cock crew. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, you shall deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept.